Here in the Vatican, the three-week-long Synod of Bishops on the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church is now at the halfway mark. Bishops from every continent are gathered each day, along with representatives from other Christian confessions and a number of non-Christian participants, to discuss the theme chosen by Pope Benedict. Among the auditors taking part in the Synod is Teresa Wilsnag, Regional Director of the Catholic Bible Foundation in South Africa, who believes there's much room for improvement when it comes to the relationship between Catholics and the sacred scriptures. Wilsnag began by telling me that a synod dedicated to the theme of the Word of God was, in her view, much overdue.
It should have come up much sooner, but it's just actually amazing that it has come up, that the Word of God is very, very important in the lives of the people.
And how would you describe Catholics' relationship with the Bible in general?
In general, it is very poor. The people are afraid to open up the Bible because they do not know the Bible, so they're too scared to open it.
And when they do open up, do you find then there's sometimes confused messages getting out?
At times, yes. And in our work that we do, we try and bring the correct message across to the people. So they are confused, yes.
Surveys show, though, that there is a growing hunger among Catholics for the Word of God, particularly in the wake of the Second Vatican Council. There's a renewed interest, for instance, in reading the Bible, Bible reading groups. To what do you attribute this?
I attribute it to people have realized that the material world, the world out there that we know, is not fulfilling their hunger. Money can only fulfill to a certain point. You can only have so much of everything, but there's still that emptiness within you. And this is when the people realized, but I'm looking at the wrong place for fulfillment. The Word of God fulfills all my needs.
Now, you are the regional director of a Catholic Bible Foundation in South Africa. Tell me a little bit about your organization and how it promotes, shall we say, a greater awareness and knowledge of the Bible among Catholics.
We are still, if I can say it, young in the business. We're 15 years in existence. We're independent from a parish or a church. And what we have done, we've developed various programs to encourage people to want to read the Bible. We give them an experience of Scripture, of the Word of God. And through this, we want their eagerness for the people to go to the Bible and to want to read. Ouch, what is God saying to me in this Bible, the Word of God? And we've run programs within schools, the young children as 7 years old, up to when they leave school, 18 years old. Then we run programs for study groups, Bible share groups, for all ages, where we want the people to be eager to want to read the Bible, give them an experience of the Word of God.
And how do the kids react with this knowledge of the Bible? I mean, they're really fascinated by it. And what are the aspects, shall we say, that most arouse their interest and fascination?
What I enjoy about the children is the innocence. They are so eager to open it up that they think, wow, can God speak to me as a young person? They thought it's only for the adults. And when they realize that God speaks to them as a young child, they are so on fire that they bring the innocence across to the Scripture. They bring it to the Scripture. That even to me, as a person who brings it to them, I am encouraged by their spontaneity.
What kind of help, encouragement, or indeed feedback do you get from the local Catholic Church?
Well, the local Catholic Church is very supportive, yes. And I found it's by word of mouth. When they hear from other people who have experienced our programs and they come and they want us to bring it to their people in their parishes.
What other initiatives would you like to see taken to encourage, shall we say, the laity like yourself to play a more active role in proclaiming the Word of God?
I would almost say it will be encouragements from the different priests, the different bishops, to encourage the lay people to bring their experience of life, what they have undergone in their own personal life. Because for me, my personal experience opened up Scripture to me. And it's from your background, your experience, that you bring that life to others. So the priests and the bishops can encourage, you don't need to be a scholar. Come as you are. Your life experience speaks to others. That's how God speaks to each other, through our life experience. That's how we let each other know about God.
Now, surveys have long shown, that Catholics read the Bible far less than many Protestants. Why is there this difference between the faith? Is it because it was felt that among Catholics there needed to be the priest as an intermediary?
That was the idea, yes, that only a priest or a bishop or cardinal knows the Bible. And it's just that fear. Catholic, the Catholic Church is very rich in their tradition, yes, but we have not learned to appreciate the Bible. We were more focused on our traditions or the way to do things than to be focused on how to live the Bible out. So that, I think it's more fear. We're not aware of that we live the Bible out every day.
Tell me a little bit about your own relationship with the Bible. What does it tell you? What does it teach you? How does it bring you closer to Christ?
Well, the Bible for me personally is, it speaks to me in my everyday life. I start off my morning in prayer and I cannot go throughout the day without the Bible. And so many of my personal experiences have taught me God is close to us. He's always there. We always focus on the bad, and many times people say only when there's bad happening in our lives do we say, oh boy, now I need to go to God, to the Bible. And it's in all our experiences that God speaks to us. It's personally for me, He's always been there. He's always been around. And it was about 10 years ago where I saw an advert in the Catholic newspaper out that you get in South Africa, the Southern Cross, where there was an advert, give a year to Jesus. I thought, how do you do that? I read my Bible, I pray my Bible, surely that should be enough. But then going to the Catholic Bible College out in South Africa, I realized there's so much more, so much depth to the Bible. So it's my personal experience that taught me God is always around. And that's how we bring Jesus, bring God to others in our life experience.
Now, there's so much in the Bible, but if you had to maybe pinpoint one or two of your favorite passages or most inspirational passages, what would they be?
Wow, you're asking me something possible. There's so many. Like especially now, Psalm 139, where God knows you before you even speak something. He knows what you're going to say. He knows when you're going to sit, when you stand, when you're walking. He knows everything before you know it yourself. That speaks to me very powerfully. And then in Psalm 27, where you read, there's nothing to be afraid of. God is always there. He's your rock. He's your refuge. Who should you fear? Man is not the one that you need to fear. God is your strength, your rock. That is very powerful. Speaks to me powerfully, at least.
Now, when it comes to Pope Benedict himself, everybody knows he has a very, very detailed knowledge of the scriptures. His first words as Pope were a passage from the Bible. What do you think this man, this theologian who's written so many books, of course, also, and somebody's done some counting and shown that he's made about 3,000 references to the Bible since he's become Pope. What do you think he can teach us? What can we learn from him?
Well, I'm talking from my personal experience. It's the first time I've met Pope Benedict, being close to him, and just his gentleness. Just, you could see when he speaks, he's speaking from heart, from conviction, from his love for the Word of God. And that is what's important to me, that it's not what you say, it's how you live your life that speaks the most to the people. And that's what he says to me. I believe in the Word of God, I believe in what Jesus says, God says, and he lives it out. He shows it to everybody, and that is what is very encouraging to me.
What do you hope are going to be the main achievements of this synod then in promoting, shall we say, a greater knowledge and awareness of the Bible, both among the faithful, but also encouraging the clergy to preach it more?
Well, I would hope the result is that they would have more definite ideas, more definite ways of how we can bring scripture to the people. It's good to speak about how we can bring it to the people, but to have more direct ways, effective ways of how we can bring scripture, put it in the hands of the people. So that does not stay just theory, words being said, but there's action that takes place.
There is, though, a fear that in some cases, among some Christians, there is what's been called a very fundamentalist approach to the Bible, to take everything too literally. Is there a danger there in your view?
There is a danger, yes.
Why?
Because people believe what is written in the Bible is an historical fact. That is how it happened, but that's not how things have happened. Because the people were written, at least the Bible was written by people through their experience of Jesus, of God in their life. And it's just the experience that they're bringing across. It's not an historical fact. And people tend to take what's written in the Bible as black and white. It's a definite fact, but it is not. And that's where people, I think that also what causes fear. And that fundamentalism is very strong in some people.
Do you think it's growing?
No. In my own experience, it is. As people come to understand the Word of God better, the Bible, they realize this is not what the Bible is saying. These different writers are trying to get a message across of their experience of Jesus, their experience of God. And it's not an historical fact that they bring across, is their life experience.
I was speaking there to Teresa Wilsnag, Regional Director of the Catholic Bible Foundation in South Africa.